Blackstone Audio presents Trust No One, edited by Jonathan Mayberry. This book is read by Bronson Pinchot and Hilary Huber. Dedication. The authors of X-Files Volume 1, Trust No One, wish to thank the legion of fans who have supported Scully and Mulder since the beginning. We know that you want to believe. So do we. Introduction by Jonathan Mayberry. The X-Files. Every time I hear that name, I have two immediate and conflicting thoughts. Trust no one. I want to believe. Always, bang bang, together but different, like two sides of a coin. Trust no one because, hey, no one is trustworthy. In a world, yes, pause and say it in that actor's voice, where there are shape-shifting alien bounty hunters, gender-swapping fundamentalist aliens, vampires, double and triple agents, government conspiracies, aliens among us, mind control, and a slew of other proofs positive that observation is fault and certain knowledge is either a joke or a suicidal tactical flaw. Trust no one. Sage advice from a government mole who lay dying on the street, a man almost certainly gunned down by his own people. Trust no one. And yet, I want to believe. I do. I really do. Not just in the possibility of extraterrestrial life, but in all of it. The Jersey Devil, Dybbuk's, Native American medicine men, groups of savvy conspiracy theory gunslingers, astronauts who had seen things, small-town sheriffs who have seen lots of things, sewer workers and everyone else, there is something out there, and I am willing to believe in it, eager to believe. On the whole, I am more like Mulder. I want to find those things that are probably there, the things that are hidden because no one has been brave enough to shine a flashlight into the darkness, things that cruise the edges of our culture, relying on our civilized blind indifference, things that are so radically different from us that we haven't even learned how to interact. Oh, and the bad guys, the ones who hide and obfuscate and outright lie, the ones in black suits that are willing to pull a trigger to silence a voice. I want them dragged out into the light, too. I want all of that. And if I have my skeptical Scully moments, too, then so be it. Maybe I want to do more than believe. Maybe I want to see it, test it, weigh and measure it, prove it beyond doubt. This is the X-Files. This wasn't a show Chris Carter popped out of nowhere. It's groundbreaking, but the ground it breaks is common to many. There are a lot of skeptics out there, a lot of paranoid types, but shoulder to shoulder.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?